The group Journalists for Democracy in Sri Lanka says these photos show Balachandran Prabhakaran, the son of the late Tamil Tiger rebel leader, in the custody of government soldiers in May 2009. The journalists say this photo was taken 2 hours later. It appears to show the 12-year-old boy dead with 5 bullet wounds in his chest. The photos and additional video footage appear to contradict Sri Lankan government accounts that the boy was killed in a crossfire, says the head of Amnesty International in India, G. Ananthapadmanabhan.
We think there are credible evidence that needs investigation. We cannot say that we cannot exactly at this point of say what exactly happened. But having said that, even the thought that a 12-year-old boy could be executed in that fashion is quite horrifying.
The alleged killing happened during fierce fighting as the civil war between the government and the Tamil Tiger separatists was coming to an end. The Sri Lankan High Commissioner to India, Prasad Kariawasam, doubts the veracity of the pictures.
This footage for us is kind of morphed in a way that this series of photographs doesn't add up. So we totally reject this. We have no doubt Prabhakaran's son died, but he was a victim of that battle that went at that time.
The group Human Rights Watch says abuses against Tamils took place long after the civil war, in many cases to extract information or to force confessions. The group says this man's story from 2012 is typical.
They beat me severely. They burned cigarettes on my back. I was sexually abused. They hanged me upside down and beat me. My body was full of bruises. They submerged my head in water.
David Meppam is UK Director of Human Rights Watch.
We've got 75 cases where we are very clear that the evidence is compelling that these people were subject to rape and sexual violence, and overwhelmingly this is violence carried out by members of the Sri Lankan security forces.
Sri Lanka says the allegations are fabricated by Tamils seeking asylum overseas. For the second year in a row, the United States is sponsoring a resolution at the UN Human Rights Council calling on Sri Lanka to cease what it calls rights abuses. Sri Lanka's presidential envoy on human rights, Mahinda Samarasinghe, claims the UN Council is biased.
We have put in place structures for discussion and implementation of solutions. However, we are being told that our chosen path is perhaps the wrong one. It is supposedly deficient. We must be lectured to or even taught. We must be instructed by people who know little of our history, culture and socio-political background.
Sri Lanka is due to host the Commonwealth Summit in November this year. Canada has threatened to boycott the meeting unless Colombo addresses the allegations of atrocities. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.